The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
The Crossman Conversation is hosted by John Crossman. John's heart is to see our community of leaders unite around what we have in common. John will be joined by political leaders, religious leaders, as well as activists making a difference in our nation. Here is your host for the Crossman Conversation, John Crossman.
Hello, this is John Crossman with the Crossman Conversation. And as we get started today, I want to start with a story. I don't know if you're like me, that sometimes in your life, you have certain people that you just keep bumping into. You know, you go to the grocery store and you bump into this person, and maybe you go to church, you bump into them, you go to the gym, you bump into them, and then you start thinking, gosh, I'm either in really good or really bad circles. And I know that I'm in better circles than I used to be because I bump into my guest today, Glenn Gilzean, all the time. I bump into him at the University Club. I bumped into him in county meetings where we're working on different boards to help people in the community and all kinds of places where important work is being done. And so I'm grateful to have my friend Glenn, who is just doing great work in the community. So Glenn, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And on top of that, you're sponsoring today's show, so I extra thank you. I'll hug you later, so thank you so much for your support. And Glenn, you are with the Urban League, and you and I have known each other a long time, and I've always been so impressed with the work you do. And one of my biggest concerns has been is that do the people in our community understand what the Urban League does? What is it, and why should they be invested or care and involved? So would you mind just walking us through, what does the Urban League do?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Urban League's been around for 112 years. We were founded in 1910, which is the National Urban League. And the National Urban League has a total of 93 affiliates across the country in every major market. The Central Florida Urban League is actually the Urban League of the future because it's more of a regional base, knowing that work cross county lines a lot. So our affiliate covers everything from Lakeland, Polk County, all the way up to Daytona in Volusia County. And the seven county footprints is Polk, Orange, Osceola, Lake, Seminole, Volusia, and Brevard. Big territory. Every community, every neighborhood is completely different. But what's exciting is that we're able to start to grow organically into those neighborhoods and provide the necessary services. The National Urban League pillars is four, is education, housing, health, and jobs. Here locally, our board of directors decided to focus on the three E's. And it really stemmed from a quote or a saying that my mom told me when I was growing up. And if you've been around me for the past 6 years, you've probably heard me say this a gazillion times. But my mom always would say, baby, ain't nobody gonna hire you if you can't read. And ain't nobody going to invest in you if you have no experience. And what that meant to me is that, and I'm grateful that my board adopted the principles as well, but what it meant is that we have to focus on education, we have to focus on helping improving literacy rates. But simultaneously, John, you're not going to hire someone who's illiterate. It's just it's going to take too much, right?
Right.
So then you got to have the individuals who have the skill set. So ultimately, if we can go from better schools, better education, to then better employees, then when those individuals who are ready to move on to the next level of ownership or business entrepreneurship, then we can help them prepare to get to that next level. And that investment piece is when you think of a bank. What bank would say, hey, John, we're going to give you $2 million to start a cupcake factory? They're going to be like, do you have any experience?
Right.
Right? And then that because you're a handsome guy, they'll probably give you $1 million, right? But they won't give you the full $2 million because you don't have the experience. And when you look at generational poverty that occurs in our community, those are the big three anchors that's been lacking. So for us here in the Central Florida Urban League, it's focusing on the three E's, and we truly believe that will end generational poverty.
And say them again. Say the three E's again. Nail it.
Education,
uh-huh.
Employment,
uh-huh.
And entrepreneurship.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, so I want to put a pin in that for a second because I want to go back. We're celebrating Black History Month, and I think you know this about me, Glenn, but my grandfather was Black, and so I'm part Black. And I recently posted about this on social media that, you know, I'm part German, Irish, Scottish, and Nigerian. And so I celebrate Black History Month because it's part of me. I celebrate because it's part of U.S. history, right? And so
right.
It's a big deal. So when you said the first thing about the Urban League starting in 1910,
yep.
So what's up with that? Like, Explain it. Why did it start in the first place?
Yeah. So our brothers and sisters at the NAACP, their core mission is focused on voting rights, whereas we're in the economic justice space. Mm-hmm. During that 1910, there was a thing, or just prior to it, was the Great Migration, where you had African Americans leaving the South, heading to the North. The Urban League saw a problem that, yes, you can have this great migration, but if you don't have the skill set to compete for the jobs in this industrial North, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And the old saying is that you give a man or woman a fish, they eat for a day. But if you give them the tools, then they have the capacity to eat for a lifetime, but more importantly, sustain and protect their family. So that's our core mission.
Right.
Now, over time, different leaders, different philosophies, blah, blah, blah. So that's why when God gave me the opportunity to come here and serve, you know, I said, let's go back to the core of being solely a job training, job focused organization. But being with my background, working with Jeb Bush and others in education and education reform, I can't solve the problem of getting someone employed if they don't have the core fundamentals of just basic math and basic reading.
Gotcha.
So that's why we had to start a little bit earlier with the understanding. But what came out of that, as of late, we have now coined and actually have come up with a model to truly end generational poverty through a multi-generational learning environment.
Mm.
What does that mean? The pandemic had allowed us to basically make some modifications, but come up with some solutions. We knew Central Florida was ground zero when it came to highest unemployment rate just because of our economy based on tourism. Everything shut down. So we used that opportunity as like, well, how can we get mom the tools to compete for the jobs of today and tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
We became the first ever Urban League to offer a Microsoft Office specialist training program.
Wow.
Right?
That's cool.
But then when we were doing that, we realized, well, the child was lacking too. So with the help of Governor Ron DeSantis, we were able to receive a $1 million grant to create this multi-generational learning environment. Right now, we have students where parents are getting upskilled, and simultaneously, their kids are getting access to reading programs, STEM programs, and we're seeing how the whole family is actually getting improved and getting out of poverty together. And then the final step is, as you know, the pandemic, basically 40% of African-American businesses shut down.
Oh,
if you don't have a thriving economy, then all the other stuff that we see in the news is because, and now I'm oversimplifying it,
mm-hmm.
but I really believe if you can improve the economic conditions by creating entrepreneurs, then now I have somewhere, once I get people trained, to now go and work. So you can see the continuum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were able to do this past year, making those pivots. And we're seeing some success out of it so far.
That's awesome. I want to go back just one more thing on the history thing, because I just want to make this point. When you said 1910, it hit me. And the reason why is my grandfather was born in 1910. Mm. And one of the reasons why that's significant is because when my mom was born and her siblings, you know, they were tagged as white, right? And what would have happened if my grandfather, 1910, and he was raised as white, he told people he's part Native American, but he wasn't, he was part black. What would the trajectory have been of my family if that would have been defined as black, right? And we know the differences and what that does. Now, when we think about that history and how it impacts today, sometimes that could be overwhelming, right? I like to tell people I can't boil the ocean. I have to pick something to focus on, yeah. Right? So we think of all these issues out there. Your focus is on business, it's on economy, it's on education, and it's in that space. So like one of the things you and I talk about, like I like to talk about education when it comes to like real estate education in the black community. Well, that's like a tiny slice in the pie of all the education that you're touching on. So did I get that right? It's like, this is your lane, it's education, it's economic empowerment. And by the way, when we get any businesses that are growing in Central Florida, that's good for us. So we're going to take a break in a second. I want to come back and go deeper into that. But did I get it right in a nutshell? Is that what the Urban League does?
Yeah, it's all about economic empowerment. Right?
Got it.
So, yeah.
Got it. So thinking about what we can do to help these different businesses. And if we're in Central Florida, we all win. I always talked about politicians love, you know, babies, puppies, and small businesses, right? Like, we all win when small businesses are succeeding.
Correct.
That's great.
Yeah, and I'll just piggyback off of that and just say, we have partners like the African American Chamber, who's solely on, you know, helping businesses grow. The way I look at it is, we are the ones who are providing the talent.
That's right? Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Glenn with the Urban League, that's doing really important work in our community, making it better for everybody. So we'll be right back with the Crossman Conversation.
Are you looking for remote work but are worried that you don't have the right skills? The Central Florida Urban League offers a Microsoft Office Specialist course that teaches you how to use Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, and Microsoft PowerPoint. With your MOS certification, you will have a major advantage when applying for jobs. For more information and how to enroll, call the Central Florida Urban League at 407-841-7654 or visit our website at cful.org/Microsoft_Office_Specialist. Do you have a business idea but don't know where to start? The Central Florida Urban League offers an entrepreneurship and small business certification course that provides you with a toolbox for success. This course covers entrepreneurship, recognizing and evaluating opportunities, planning, starting, and operating a business, marketing and sales, venture capital and seed funding, and financial management. Enroll now. Call the Central Florida Urban League at 407-841-7654 or visit our website at cful.org.
Once again, here is John Crossman.
Back with the Crossman Conversation with my good buddy Glenn with the Urban League. And, you know, Glenn, I look at the stuff you're doing, in my head, it just makes so much sense, right? Because anytime a business is growing, everyone in Central Florida wins, right? So if somebody launches a business and becomes the next Google or the next Amazon or the next Publix, like, or Chick-fil-A, it's creating jobs, it's helping the economy, it's just a positive thing. But I tend to think that some people may be listening to this, they may not connect those dots. They may just be thinking like, hey, that's nice. Glenn sounds like a nice guy, but why should I care? Why should our listeners care about the Urban League?
So great question, John. And I would say it's not, let's not say we want them to care about the Urban League per se. I think what we want to do, I want your listeners to take away is, let's care about our fellow brothers and sisters in the community. Mm. And let's figure out how we can work together in a sense that empowers people, right? Obviously, you wouldn't want a handout, and my constituency that I serve don't want one either. Everyone wants that sense of pride, and you earn that through work, right?
So you build self-esteem.
1,000%.
Right.
So, I would say to your listeners, the one way that they can actually help this work that we're doing is if you know of a vacant church in the Black community, Hispanic community, white community, it doesn't really matter. But if you have a vacant church that sits vacant Monday through Friday, please give me a call. Hmm. Because our model going forward, as I mentioned earlier, is the three E's: education, employment, entrepreneurship. In order for us to execute our model and being effective locally, it's about working with faith leaders and converting those vacant spaces Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and turn them into education training centers.
Wow. Wow.
That is our mission. That is our goal. Mm. And we plan to have, with the next 36 months, hopefully 1,000 locations. So in 3 years, we want to turn... Well, think
that's
about, well, yeah. In Orange County alone, there's roughly about 10,000 institutions of faith.
Wow.
So that's not really far-fetched. But if everyone can say, hey, you know what? When you put a child who needs a smaller class size and needs a different education, and I say the word different because I was a school board member and also a former university trustee, obviously, we all learn differently.
Right.
And the way the system is set up, it forces you to be a square I try to force a circle in a square peg. I'm bad with cliches. If you know me, I'm like the worst.
It doesn't match.
Right?
I got you.
So what with our model is...
It's like a Jets fan at the Super Bowl. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Wow. You could go there.
Sad.
You
okay,
could definitely
keep going.
Go there. Yeah. So if we could now convert these spaces into educational learning centers where the children are learning, if mom is unemployed, now she has a safe place.
Right.
The church has always been a safe place. And for a civil rights organization, like the Urban League, the church has always been the cornerstone. So as you hear me say, I'm just going back to the core principles of why we were founded,
mm-hmm.
but just using a 21st century model to achieve the goal.
I gotcha.
So my needs is I desperately need locations that I can now create a 1-to-10 student ratio learning environment and bring things like Montessori education to a community that doesn't have it. And we're able to achieve that because today's world with education technology, just like how technology is disrupting everything else,
mm-hmm.
we see that as our ability to scale and simultaneously end poverty in a very effective and efficient way.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Can I go back to you? So
yeah.
My first question was, why should my listeners care? And you answered that in a very kind of beauty pageant, pastoral way. And it was very eloquent of them how I'm about to answer that question. Like, I agree with you. I would say this. If the listeners to the show are ultra conservative, and I'm a very conservative guy, I would say be all about the Urban League. Why? If you're conservative, you know, you typically are somebody that's about self-esteem, self-reliance, and that's exactly what the Urban League teaches. Like, if you're conservative, you support the Urban League. Just, it totally matches up. If you're like me and you're a devout capitalist, you're like, man, I love capitalism, I love for-profit entrepreneurism. Dude, like, one of the things you should have, like, when you're writing checks and donating and supporting things, it would be the Urban League, because that's what they teach.
Yeah.
And then finally, if you are about Christianity, I am watching The Chosen. I've been watching The Chosen while I've been on the treadmill at the University Club, by the way. This is last night. And I was watching episode 2. I started crying while I'm watching it. It blows me away. I keep wanting to put it on Facebook. I'm like, if you wonder why John Crossman is joyful or strong, if you ever see me, you're like, boy, he seems happy. I'm like, watch The Chosen, right? And so to me, to your point, it's like when we have compassion about people in our community that have less, then I think we're drawn to things that provide tools that bless them, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're about the Urban League. You know, so to me, it's like, if you're like me, you're a middle-aged white guy, conservative, blah, 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 dude, the Urban League is like bullseye support, totally all day long. Now, the next thing I was like, you got into was like, how can we help? Your answer was amazing. You talked about space and energizing space, revitalizing space. That's so cool. I like activating spaces. Great. Are there other things, like I've always told business leaders, sometimes I have business leaders who will say, well, I have jobs available, but I don't get diverse applicants. And I've always told them, like, well, contact the Urban League. Is that a thing? Like if somebody has a job and they think, I just never in this area, maybe it's banking, maybe it's real estate, whatever. Is that something to do? They reach out to you and help connect you with some maybe potential employees?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And the
key is, if we're in the business of building talent, my what I do religiously, I'm constantly reading economic news and trying to forecast where we're going. There was a recent story in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was last weekend or the weekend before, where they had the COO of LinkedIn, and she said pre-pandemic, one out of every 65 jobs was a remote job. Now it's one out of every 7.
Jeez.
Right? So then what that taught me is that being that we're the first Urban League to offer a Microsoft Office specialist, most people don't understand what that is. But now I can say, do you want to work from home? We have the certification to get you prepared for that opportunity.
Wow. Wait, right? it levels the playing field immensely, 1,000%, right?
1,000%.
That's exciting. So if there's talent, you know, Glenn, I think you know this, you know, my wife has some pretty significant health issues and we've been dealing with that. She has a whole medical team. The two best doctors she's
How's she doing, by the
better.
Way?
Better. Thank you. Better.
Praise
she's
God.
Got she's got a new
God.
Treatment. Ugh, it's been better. Two of her medical doctors I would give credit to, and they're not in the same office. They have separate practices. These doctors are two of the smartest human beings. I've told both of them, if I'm running a game show, I want you two to be my lifeline or whatever. They're black women. And their IQ, they're smart. I need to be, you know, sweeping the floor while they're running. You know, they're just so smart. And I'm like, what if these genius women hadn't been given opportunities, right? And I'm telling you, there are young people of color in our community that are smart. They are smart. They have got it. And they may be the next person that cures cancer or comes up with a more efficient way to have jobs, things like that. We don't want these kids to have no opportunity. Like, make these opportunities, you know, happen. Help reach out. Now, with that, this is my last question I want to ask you. Is there other resources? Like, if somebody's listening to this and they're retired or semi-retired and maybe they were a stockbroker or they own their own businesses, can they reach out to you? Can they volunteer for the Urban League? What else can they do that's helpful?
Yeah, so one of the things, I'm actively recruiting volunteers because as I joking around, I don't know what I don't know, right? But I will take that one step further. I don't know who I don't know either. Like, God has blessed us where we've definitely have crossed paths multiple times. And because of the relationship we have, I could easily call you and especially ask you something as it regards to real estate. But what about little Johnny who doesn't know you?
Right.
Right? So my goal for 2022 is how do we create more champions? And then be very strategic in connecting those dots. Mm-hmm. So if I can meet and have volunteers who are interested in the area that they're strong at, but then simultaneously as we're rebuilding these families, and this is why I like our church model, it's a different environment when you go to a church and you know your kid is getting educated there, and when you're getting training there, it unintentionally creates that church community and rebuilds that's been missing for some time now. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're very intentional in doing that. Now, if I can get a couple of volunteers as I'm helping mom become this expert in healthcare or expert in one of our healthcare training or our job training programs, and then there's a volunteer who's also here to or assist that individual through with their resume writing or helping them in an area like real estate, because we're looking to launch a class in that as well. And then having someone like you or your listener who knows that space, now they're not trying to figure it out from scratch. They have an expert. But once you build that relationship with, say, Mr. Cade and you now have a relationship, you're now able to advocate on behalf of Mr. Cade because you spent time with him.
That's right.
And
there's
intimacy.
And
that's what's been missing in all of this. So I've always said there's a difference between mentoring and also being a champion, right? There's a lot of people that, like me, you've mentored me, especially coming into this town, but you've also been a champion for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just using this platform as a way to get my voice out, that's a champion.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would encourage your listeners to do, if it's not with us, just be a champion for someone.
Yeah.
Be intentional.
Yeah.
Make 2022 the year of the champion or of this intentionality, right? So then that way you know that you're really helping someone get to the next level. And the more that we pull people up, the more they become independent, the more that they're going to go and pull other people up. It's the power of pure leadership and servant leadership. And I think that's the key.
Amen, brother. Well, I want you to know, I, John Crossman, the Crossman Conversation, we absolutely are champions of Glen Gilzean. We are champions of the Urban League, and we would ask all of our listeners to do the exact same thing. And Glenn, I love you. I'm proud of you. You're way smarter and more influential than I'm ever going to be. I just want to be a cheerleader and be on the team. You keep doing what you're doing, and let us know how we can support you and how our listeners can help you as well. Keep going, and thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you. And again, I'm praying for your wife and your
thanks,
family.
Brother. Very kind. Thank you. This has been John Crossman, the Crossman Conversation. And thanks to Glenn and the Urban League for being a sponsor and being on our show today. And as always, please remember to support your local HBCU.
This has been Crossman Conversation, produced by a Crossman Career Builders Mark Radio Production.